BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The authorities in central Texas have recovered more bodies after Friday's catastrophic flash floods, bringing the total number of deaths to nearly 80. Dozens remain missing as search efforts continue along the banks of the Guadalupe River. They include 10 girls who'd been attending a summer camp. More heavy rain is forecast in the worst affected area, Kerr County. Former Navy SEAL Greg Froelich is working on the rescue effort.
Today was mostly on the land, just kind of clearing brush up against the banks, areas that haven't really been searched yet. You know, we have some dogs out there. It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's giant trees wrapped around another tree, debris piles, you know, 20 foot plus high.
Donald Trump has hit out at his former close ally, Elon Musk, a day after the tech billionaire announced he was forming a new political party in the United States. In a post on social media, the president said Mr. Musk had gone off the rails and become a train wreck. He also spoke to reporters about the issue as he prepared to board Air Force One.
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system. And I think starting a third party just adds to confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. Third parties have never worked.
Mr. Musk says his America Party will give voters their freedom back. Israel has carried out airstrikes against the Yemeni ports of Hodeidah, Ras Issa and Saif. The Israeli defence minister said the attacks hit Houthi targets. Jacob Evans reports.
Within minutes of ordering civilians around the three Yemeni ports to leave, Israel launched dozens of airstrikes. An Israeli spokesman said the Houthis were using the ports to transfer combat equipment for their backer Iran to aid what he called terrorist plots. The IDF also struck a power station and a ship that was hijacked by the group 2 years ago, which it said was monitoring maritime traffic in the Red Sea. The extent of the damage isn't yet clear. The Houthis control large parts of Yemen and have regularly launched attacks on commercial ships in the region, along with firing numerous missiles into Israel.
A Palestinian official says the latest round of indirect talks between Israel and Hamas on a ceasefire in Gaza has ended without any breakthroughs. The discussions in Qatar are due to resume on Monday. A senior Hamas security officer has told the BBC the Palestinian armed group has lost most of its control over the Gaza Strip and armed clans are filling the void. Speaking anonymously, the lieutenant colonel said Hamas security structures had disintegrated after months of Israeli airstrikes and almost all its political and military leadership had been killed. World News from the BBC. The BRICS group of emerging economies has called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza and has condemned Israeli and US attacks against Iran's nuclear facilities. In their final declaration published at a summit in Brazil, leaders from the group also criticised the introduction of tariffs by the Trump administration. An ancient Peruvian city founded at least 3,500 years ago has been unveiled to the public. The city of Peñico served as a trading hub for the oldest civilization in the Americas, the Caral. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
This site is located north of Peru's capital, Lima, and includes the remains of temples and other stone and mud buildings. Many objects that give an insight into the Caral culture were also found, including sculptures of people and animals and necklaces made from beads or seashells. Peñico connected communities that lived on the Pacific coast to those settled to the east in the Andes Mountains and the Amazon rainforest. Researchers believe the Caral civilization collapsed because of prolonged droughts caused by climate change nearly 4,000 years ago.
Suriname is going to have its first female president. Yennefer Geelings-Simons, a former doctor, has been chosen by Parliament after rival parties declined to put anyone else forward for the role. Her National Democratic Party has been trying to form a coalition since winning the most seats in elections in May. The organisers of the Wimbledon Tennis Championships have apologised after the electronic line calling system in centre court was turned off by mistake. It caused three calls to be missed during a women's singles match. Despite the malfunction, the Russian player Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova went on to win her match against Britain's Sonny Cartel. BBC News.